Objectives of the Service Charter. A. Provide clients with complete, timely, and accurate information on services offered by the KNQA. B. Outline your rights and responsibilities as our client. C. Explain how our clients can lodge complaints and make suggestions about service provision. D. Respond quickly, efficiently, and professionally. E. Treat clients with courtesy and respect. F. Provide clear and concise information about our mandate. Mandate. The mandate of KNQA is to establish and maintain the Kenya National Qualifications Framework, KNQF. In doing this, the KNQA accredits qualification awarding institutions and registers qualifications, recognizes and equates local and foreign qualifications, provides for recognition of prior learning, establishes the National Learners Record Database, NLRD, creates the Kenya Credit Accumulation and Transfer System, KCAT, publishes manuals, codes, and guidelines on national qualifications, sets standards and benchmarks for qualifications and competences, including skills, knowledge, attitudes, and values, build confidence in the national qualification system that contributes to the national economy and aims to create harmony and better coordination within the education and training sector by working with quality assurance bodies and regulators. 3. Quality Policy Statement. KNQA is committed to register national qualifications and accredit all qualification awarding institutions, strengthen assessment and quality assurance of qualifications to international standards, and enhance integration, flexibility, and mobility into training system and the labor market. In pursuit of this, the KNQA management shall review this charter on an annual basis to ensure continuing sustainability for sustainable socioeconomic development. Core functions. Our esteemed clients expect the following services from us. 1. On inquiries, your obligation as our client is to lodge voluntary visit or telephone call. There are no charges, and the timeline is roughly 5 minutes. 2. With regard to response to correspondence, your obligation as our client is to lodge written correspondence. There are no charges, and the timeline is 5 working days. 3. With regard to acknowledgement of correspondences, your obligation is to lodge written correspondence. There are no charges, and the timeline is 3 working days. 4. With regard to recognition or equation of qualification for Kenyan citizens, your obligation as our client is to submit application for equation. The charges are 5,000 Kenya shillings, and the timeline is 14 working days. 5. With regard to recognition or equation of qualifications for foreign citizens, your obligation as our client is to submit application for equation. The charges are 10,000 Kenya shillings, and the timeline is 14 working days. 6. With regard to verification of qualifications for foreign nationals, your obligation as our client is submission of qualifications for verification. The charges are 3,000 Kenya shillings, and the timeline is 60 working days. 7. With regard to verification of qualifications for Kenyan citizens, your obligation as our client is submission of qualifications for verification. The charges are 1,000 Kenya shillings, and the timeline is 60 working days. 8. With regard to the Kenya Credit Accumulation and Transfer System, KCAT, your obligation as our client is submission of application for KCAT. The charges of 5,000 shillings, the timeline is 14 working days. 9. With regard to credit transfers by learners with local applicants, your obligation as our client is submission of local qualification. The charges are 5,000 Kenya shillings, and the timeline is 7 working days. 10. With regard to credit transfer by learners with foreign qualification applicants, your obligation as our client a submission of credit transfer for learner with foreign qualification. The charges are 15,000 shillings. The timeline is 21 working days. 11. With regard to credit transfer for foreign citizens applicants, your obligation as a client is submission for application of credit transfer for foreign citizens. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 21 working days. 12. With regard to the Kenya Credit Accumulation and Transfer System labeled by institutions, your obligation as our client is submission of application for KCAT label. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 30 working days. 13. With regard to the Kenya Credit Accumulation and Transfer System per program, your obligation as our client is submission of application for KCAT per program. The charges are 5,000 shillings. The timeline is 30 working days. 14. With regard to verification of certificates in the Kenya National Learners Record Database, your obligation as our client is to submit application. There are no charges and this should take place instantly. 15. With regard to uploading of learners in the Kenya National Learners Record Database by QAIs, your obligation as our client is to submit learners' records. There are no charges and this should take place instantly. 16. With regard to the provision for the recognition of prior learning, your obligation as our client is submission of application for recognition of prior learning in an accredited TVET assessment center. Charges are yet to be established by the NSC and the timeline is 14 working days. 17. When it comes to appeals cases, the following apply. 1. With regard to applicants' formal complaint, the requirement for the client is a written correspondence. There are no charges and the timeline is 14 working days. 2. With regard to appeal decision, your obligation as our client is written correspondence. There are no charges and the timeline is 90 working days. 3. With regard to response to applicant on appeals, your obligation as our client is written correspondence. There are no charges and the timeline is 7 working days. 18. With regard to accreditation of qualification awarding institutions, your obligation as our client is to submit application. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 19. With regard to accreditation of foreign qualifications awarding institutions, your requirement as our client is submit application through NAQMIS. The charges are 20,000 shillings. The timeline is 90 working days. 20. With regard to accreditation of an external quality assurance agencies, your requirement as our client to submit application, the charges are 30,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 21. With regard to accreditation of a local assessment and examination body, your requirement as our client is to submit application. The charges are 30,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 22. With regard to accreditation of a professional body, your requirement as our client is to submit application. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 23. With regard to registration of national qualifications, part qualifications, and short courses into the KNQF, your requirement as our client is to submit application. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 24. With regard to registration of foreign qualifications into the KNQF, your requirement as our client is to submit application. The charges are 100,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 25. With regard to registration of a professional qualifications in the KNQF, your requirement as our client is to submit application. The charges are 10,000 shillings. The timeline is 60 working days. 5. Service standards. In conformity with the KNQA Act No. 22 of 2014 and KNQA regulations, we are committed to provide services in accordance with the following standards. A. Acknowledge correspondences within 7 days. B. Respond to inquiries as outlined in the charter. C. Available to serve clients from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 6. If you contact us by telephone or email, we shall A. answer your call promptly, B. be accessible and respond professionally, C. give you our name and our area of work when we answer your call, D. be courteous and helpful at all times, E. respond to inquiries where possible, and if we cannot do so immediately, we will take your details and give feedback. 6. Obligations to our clients. A. Provide timely and up-to-date services and or information. B. Maintain an open-door policy to all in need of our services. C. Simplify business processes to ease client experience. D. Encourage two-way communication at all levels. E. Provide relevant information as requested by clients. F. Resolve all complaints received within the stated time frame. 7. Your rights as our client. KNQA will strive to uphold your rights as our client in line with the Constitution of Kenya 2010 and laws governing the provision of our services. As our esteemed client, you have the right to expect the highest standards of service delivery from us and forward for resolutions any dissatisfaction or complaints regarding our services. In this regard, you have the right to A. accurate information on all aspects of the service you seek from us. This is inclusive of information on how to access our services, the time period within which your request would be considered, and details of any fees chargeable. B. Privacy and confidentiality with respect to information given by our clients to KNQA. 8. Your obligations as our client. To enable us to serve you better and deliver our commitment to you, we expect our clients to A. uphold and treat our staff with integrity, professionalism, honesty, and courtesy. B. Provide KNQA with accurate and timely information. C. Prompt response to requests for information from us. D. Not offer any gifts, favors, or inducements to our staff or solicit the same. E. Comply with existing legal frameworks, including KNQA Act of 2014 and KNQA regulations that govern provision of the service you are seeking, as may apply. And F. Payment of requisite fees. 9. Redress mechanism. Clients who have a complaint, remark, or suggestion to make can seek redress as follows. A client may address his or her complaints or suggestions to the Director General through the physical address, post, telephone, short message, or email provided. They can also use suggestion or corruption reporting boxes maintained at the headquarter offices. Inquiries shall be acknowledged within 5 days of receipt. How to contact us? Contact details, feedback, and essential information. Written correspondence. If you send a letter, fax, or email, we will endeavor to A. ensure you receive full reply within 7 working days. B. include a contact name, reference number, where appropriate, and other details, telephone, fax, or email, when replying. Visitors to the office. If you visit us in person, we shall respect your privacy and be fair in our dealings. B. meet clients at the agreed time. And C. endeavor to treat clients with courtesy, confidentiality, and fairness. Help us help you. You can help us give you quality service by A. providing the authority with accurate and timely information. B. ensuring that you send us copies of supporting documents when submitting your request. C. quoting relevant reference numbers in all communications. And D. making suggestions on the services you receive. Feedback. We welcome your comments and suggestions on this charter regarding how we can improve our services to you in future. This can be done by the following channels. 1. Telephone. The head office, Nakosti Building, 4th floor, +254-020-210-0272. The website, www.knqa.go.ke. Via email, knqa.go.ke. www.kwa.ke@gmail.com. This should take place between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Weekends and public holidays are excluded. We endeavor to answer in calls promptly and resolve inquiries. 2. In person, KNQA is located at the NACOSTI Headquarters Building, Upper Kabete, off Waiyaki Way, 4th floor. Office hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. Weekends and public holidays are excluded. We purpose to resolve face-to-face inquiries immediately. When this is not possible, we may request to call or respond to you in form of writing later, that is via email or telephone. For comments or suggestions, please write to the Director General / CEO, the Kenya National Qualifications Authority, KNQA, NACOSTI Building, 4th floor, off Waiyaki Way, Upper Kabete, P.O. Box 72635-00200, Nairobi, Kenya. Client Care Desk Telephone 020-210-0272. For more information, log in to www.knqa.go.ke. Office working hours, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Complaints and feedback. Complaints and feedback. KNQA values and welcomes your feedback either in the form of a complaints or queries as a way of improving our service delivery. Complaints. Complaints can be lodged in KNQA through the following modes. In person, NACOSTI Building, 4th floor, telephone, plus 254-020-210-0272. Any service that does not live up to the above standards may be reported to Complaints Information Center, in brackets, complaints at knqa.go.ke. If you are still dissatisfied, please write to Director General at knqa.go.ke or knqa.go.ke@gmail.com. If you are still dissatisfied, please write to Office of the Ombudsman, complain at ombudsman.go.ke.